Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiya, who is battling corruption allegations, received a jolt from the High Court when it actually upheld governor's decision to grant sanction for the Chief Minister's prosecution in the alleged Muda scam, where there are allegations of allotment of land to the Chief Minister's wife. While the BJP has upped the ante and has demanded the Chief Minister's resignation, Siddaramaiya has said that the High Court has only cleared the probe and it's a verdict on prosecution. He also lashed out at the BJP for trying to destabilize the state government. Will the probe into the alleged corruption allegations hurt Siddaramaiya's image and the Congress government in the state, or can the Chief Minister come out of this Muda mess? My colleague Pratibha Raman has this report.
There was no legal reprieve for Karnataka CM Siddaramaiya as the High Court upheld the state governor's decision to allow a probe to proceed against the Chief Minister in the alleged multi-crore Muda land allotment scam. Dismissing the petition of the Chief Minister challenging the governor's August 17th order, the court said, "There is no doubt that an investigation is needed against the CM. The applicant's family has benefited in this matter. The High Court orders that investigation against Siddaramaiya is necessary." The petitioners in the case hailed the order as a vindication of their stand, and the BJP demanded immediate resignation of the CM.
I am not going to make any political comments on this, because what happens to that? See, my point is to fight corruption. Politics is a different ballgame. They will go to the Supreme Court and they will file against this order. We will be informed by the court and we will also approach. We will face it there.
आज राज्य के उच्च न्यायालय और कर्नाटका हाई कोर्ट आज के जजमेंट में क्लियरली बताया है जो भी राज्यपाल ने निर्णय लिया है वो पूरा सही है. तो मुख्यमंत्री जी को इस जजमेंट को मानते हुए तुरंत इस्तीफा देना चाहिए.
A combative CM and the Congress, however, projected a united front while addressing the media, terming this a political conspiracy of the BJP.
I'm not afraid of the conspiracy hatched out by both BJP and JDS. After go through the judgment, I will discuss with the legal experts.
While CM Siddaramaiya, who has been priding himself for having no charges against him in 40 years, has been mulling legal recourse now, the question of morality comes in with the opposition urging him to resign. With camera person Govan, Pratibha Raman in Bengaluru for NDTV.
So what next for Karnataka Chief Minister Mr. Siddaramaiya? Let me bring in my guests now. Lavanya Balal Jain is spokesperson of the Congress. We have Dr. Sudha Halkai representing the BJP. Maya Sharma is a senior journalist. Sanjay Sahai is former ADGP of Karnataka. Maya Sharma, beginning with you, because we have this order, 197-page order. And if anything, all the arguments which were put forth by Mr. Siddaramaiya's team of lawyers that there has been no application of mind and he should have followed the advice of Council of Ministers, everything seemed to have been dismissed, going to the extent of saying that the no fault can be found in the action of the governor exercising independent discretion to pass the impugned order. So certainly this will be seen as a setback for the Chief Minister. But the question is that someone for all his life has had a squeaky clean image. What does it mean for the Congress party and Mr. Siddaramaiya personally? Ma'am, you have to unmute yourself.
It is, of course, a very difficult situation right now for the Karnataka Chief Minister. He did, as you said, have a very clean image that he was not targeted with corruption allegations in the past. He prided himself on being a person who did not have any great allegations against him, no scam allegations, which is not, of course, always the case with many politicians, including politicians from Karnataka and his predecessors in the Chief Minister's chair. This is a very unfortunate time for Siddaramaiya. His image will, of course, take a beating. It's not over. The battle's not over for him. He will definitely take further legal action. As he has said, he will approach first the division bench of the High Court and perhaps later on the Supreme Court as well. So it's not over. But it is a question of image at this point. the fact that his wife is involved. I mean, the chief minister's wife, like Caesar's wife, needs to be above suspicion. It needs to be seen as being totally squeaky clean. What has gone in Siddaramaiah's favor is the fact that, publicly at least, he is being backed by all of his cabinet colleagues, by the Congress in Karnataka, by KC Venugopal, Congress leaders as well at the center, coming to his defense, saying there's no question of his resignation. And they, in turn, are turning the allegation back at the BJP and saying that this has been a misuse of the governor's office. The governor's office is being misused by the center to target opposition-ruled states. But yes, definitely not an easy situation for Siddaramaiah at this point of time.
Absolutely not an easy situation. Lavanya Balal Jain, is it becoming difficult increasingly for the Congress to defend the chief minister?
Good evening, Maria. Not at all. It is not at all difficult to defend our CM because we know he's clean and there has been no scam committed by CM Siddaramaiah. And it is not at all a difficult task because we know the truth will prevail. And, you know, we also had ordered a judiciary probe before this judgment had come out. So, yes, we welcome the investigation because we know we are going to come out of this unscathed. And the intention of the BJP to tarnish his image will go in vain.
No, but certainly right now, with all the arguments which were made by the team of lawyers of Mr. Siddaramaiah, that has been dismissed. For you know, even the argument was that Council of Ministers must, the governor usually in normal circumstances has to act on the aid and advice of the Council of Ministers. The order of the court says can take independent decision in exceptional circumstances, and the present case is one such exception. So it is in that category of exception. So politically speaking, I'm not too sure how much of that conspiracy theory can be used by the Congress party anymore. But Dr. Sudha Alkai, is the BJP also jumping the gun? Because, you know, it's about the prosecution order being sanctioned. It's the beginning of investigation. Why pronounce the chief minister being guilty?
Maria, we all should not forget how Mr. Siddaramaiah, in his previous government, had assassinated and abolished the Lokayukta. Then also they had 106 cases against the Congress and they got a clean chit, 65 cases without any, because they had completely abolished the Lokayukta and they called the ACP. Why did they do so? And now also Mr. Siddaramaiah, he being an advocate by himself, he being in the politics, in the active politics from past 40 years, being ex-chief minister, being the leader of the opposition, being a finance minister, everything, he knows the law, what it is. He knew very well that the governor, honorable governor of Karnataka, was very much right in giving him a show cause notice. It was very much right in asking for the prosecution. Yet he misled the people of Karnataka and the law of the Karnataka by putting a writ petition. And this he has been doing it ever since. He always says he's got a clean chit. Absolutely no. He has always managed to get a clean chit by actually, you know, assassinating the investigation agencies. And he's trying to do this again, but all salutes to the Honorable Judge of the High Court who has given a permission and who has upheld the appeal of the Honorable Governor of the Karnataka.
Okay.
Siddaramaiah is known to do all this. And my question is, Maria, would the same favor be done to the any normal citizen of the Karnataka? What Siddaramaiah's wife has got the favor? That is because of the misutilization of the power. And ever since, you know, since day one, Siddaramaiah has been doing the same thing. He is a person with a Hippocratic face. Daati ke daat dikhane ke kuch aur hai, aur khane ke kuch aur hai.
Okay, Lavanya, like a quick response and then I bring in Sanjay Sahai.
When they put the writ petition in the court.
Okay.
The BJP spokesperson sounds legally very uneducated while she's making wild allegations about
Lavanya
Balal was listening to your arguments.
I will not accept such.
Ma'am, she was listening to your arguments very, very patiently.
She's calling me uneducated.
You should extend the same courtesy, please. Lavanya, no personal attacks, please. Go ahead.
Absolutely not. That was not a personal attack at all. I just said she's legally unaware of what happened with Lokayukta and ACB. ACB and Lokayukta are formed under two different laws altogether. And when they're talking about why, when they're attacking Ms. Parvati Siddaramaiah, I think it is uncalled for. And also when they are attacking Siddaramaiah and claiming that he's always made this, those are wild allegations without any proof. While they talk about B.S. Yediyurappa, who was arrested while accepting bribe, it was a charge sheet against him by the Lokayukta. At this point of time, the Lokayukta has already filed a charge sheet against
Nagmohan Das Varadi is not given. Arkavati case, why it is closed? Why they are not giving the work?
Maria,
and you are doing the same thing in the SI commission over here. Every time you people are cheating the people of Karnataka.
You don't have to speak over each other because then nobody is going to be heard. So,
thank you,
Lavanya, 30 seconds, finish your point and then I bring
thank you, Maria. All we are saying is the governor should extend the same kind of courtesy extended to Siddaramaiah, to B.S. Yediyurappa and to Mr. Kumaraswamy, who have been charge-sheeted by the Lokayukta and the
Sanjay
case is
Sahai.
Rotting away.
Sanjay Sahai, what
Kumaraswamy's
next in this
case? Case is closed long back.
Yeah.
What next in this case, sir?
What next in the case? So this is a restrictive order which is primarily limited to Section 17A of the Prevention of Corruption Act and does not extend to Section 19 of the Prevention of Corruption Act and 218 of the newly implemented BNSS, which primarily means that this is not a prosecution sanction order. This is an order which permits the investigation of misuse of powers in the Muda case. So it is primarily related to that. And the powers used by the governor of Karnataka with regards to providing this necessary permission, which falls under 17A and also under 163 article of the Constitution of India. So what next legally? I'll restrict myself to the legal thing. I'll not get into the political stance that we can discuss. There are lots of people who can discuss about the political stance. So next is that there will be a case registered and investigation will continue. And law being equal for everybody, the investigation will continue and whatever comes out of the investigation will go to a court of law. And henceforth, the judicial process will happen and conviction and otherwise and appeals and all those processes will happen. So broadly, this is going to happen on the one side if this is supposed to be the last order. And if they go further, which they will, both in the division bench, there will be a writ petition, they will go to the Supreme Court of India. How it will fan out, that we will have to see. But one thing is for sure that the nature of judgment which has been pronounced today, literally every single point of the authority, discretion and the capability to pass orders with regards to the Honorable Chief Minister by the Governor of Karnataka has been validated by the learned judge of the High Court. So it is application of mind, it is use of Article 163, it is basically using that opportunity which is vested in the governor, literally everything and has been brought down. It is a speaking order. It has come brought a nature of clarity which generally is not fine. We don't find. So this is where legally it stands.
Yes, and how do you see this playing out, Maya Sharma? The fact is that the Congress is a divided house, that there are several groups within groups in Karnataka Congress. How will it play out there, you know, vis-a-vis Mr. Siddaramaiah's positioning?
Well, there have been senior Congress leaders in the state who have expressed their, shall we say, lack of reluctance to become chief minister. Many of them would like to become chief minister. And they have actually said so that if that was the case, if the party would like them to, they would. But right now, there is still no talk of Siddaramaiah actually resigning. The public answer of ministers when you ask is like, there is no vacancy in the post. The chief minister is right there. So the Congress is presenting a united house. There's still a long path ahead, a long legal path ahead. There's nothing likely to happen dramatically very soon. There is still a long legal process ahead. So it's unlikely that Siddaramaiah would resign at this stage. It's unlikely that there would be any change. Pralhad Joshi, union minister, has also gone on record saying that the BJP doesn't want to destabilize the government in Karnataka, that they respect the 2023 verdict. But they feel that Siddaramaiah...
But how do you counter an image of Siddaramaiah? Do you think that's what the BJP is essentially doing here? You know, Dr. Halka, I'm going to come back to you, Maya Sharma. There seems to be some problem with your line there. Dr. Sudha Halkai, the point here is that is coming from the Congress that you're trying to destabilize this government, that you have larger political motives behind this?
No, we are not here to destabilize the government. We as a constructive opponent, we are fighting for the rights of the people. Maria, today the Karnataka is in dark. It is in deep grievance. Today, law and order has collapsed. Today, all the prices have increased. The corruption is reached to the sky, and the scams of the government is increasing day by day. And as a constructive opponent, we are standing for the needy people. Today, the farmers, more than 1,200 farmers have committed suicide. More than 65% of the cases, crimes against women have increased. Yesterday only, we have witnessed a brutal murder of a woman. How do you justify? We are standing for the people, needy people, and for the people of Karnataka. We are standing for the truth. We are standing for the right of the state over here. The completely, you know, the Congress government has completely derailed Karnataka. Karnataka was known for its development, for its peace and order, for its peace and harmony. And today, we are in the national television. So sorry to say that every day we are here to, you know, talk about some or the other crime or some more corruption, or there is no, absolutely not a single stone or single step of development has taken place in Karnataka. Take it, ST, SC funds, 25,000 it has been given for the guarantees, 187 okay. crores, Valmiki Nigam, the officer has committed suicide over there.
The chief minister himself has given the signal it's business as usual for him. Because while the order came at that time, he was at an event. His tomorrow's schedule has been put out as well. So it clearly wants to send that message that his interests and he will not let governance suffer. That's the message coming in from the chief minister here.
That's what I've been telling. His past history, you take, Maria. I've told you clearly, he has abolished
Maria,
Loka Yukta.
Maria, if I may respond.
They try to. They,
yes,
no,
please.
No. Why,
Lavanya Balal now.
When the minister,
Ma'am, please, Lavanya Balal. Yes.
Yes, it is going to be business as usual because we know our CM is squeaky clean. Despite the passionate speech made by my BJP counterpart, there is no truth in what she is talking about. We are also investigating
the scams
committed by the BJP government when they were in power. Mostly the COVID scam, which was a 40,000 crore scam, as mentioned by their own BJP senior MLA, Mr. Yatnar. He himself claimed there was a scam of 40,000 crore. So we are investigating the multi scams that have happened under the BJP. Meanwhile, I would like to react to the point. There is no change of guard in Karnataka. CM will continue to be the CM in Karnataka till the next 3.5 years, till we complete our 5-year
term. We are not bothered who
and
is going to be the CM. We are bothered.
The indication from the Congress party is clear that Chief Minister Siddaramaiah is here to stay. And there's a long legal process, though, that is going to follow from here onwards. Lavanya Balal Jain, Maya Sharma, Dr. Sudha Halkai and Sanjay Sahai, thank you so much for joining us.